Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Autistic Poet, Odyssey's Meditation.
It's 11 o'clock.
You're listening to Autistic Poet, Odyssey's Meditation, with your Autistic Director Manager, your host, Maria Ilya. And we're going to have our poet, Brian Burns, coming on the show. He's going to be teaching meditation. Meditation helps everyone, all disabilities, autism, that will help to reduce stress, anybody, it's just all human beings. It helps anybody and helps to calm, relax, pause affirmations. All these things are, you know, wonderful tools. So it looks like we're going to have some snow before Christmas. Okay, so I'm going to read poems. So winter scene, the poetic of white snow snowing, falling upon the twig or branches, reflecting the light, casting shadows upon the stage of winter scene. So with your poet, Maria Ilya, and I'm going to have a couple books coming out to be published. So that's exciting news. So I'm going to read my poem, On the Brink of Autumn. Waiting for fall to emerge, bring excitement in the air. On the brink of autumn, sitting on a bench, viewing breathtaking scenes. The Odyssey creating design, eating a juicy crisp apple, first bite of autumn, the taste delicious. Sipping on coffee, the mind drifts to memories long ago. Strolling around a lake, noticing beautiful colored leaves starting to develop. Children learning experience of life, nature, environment, the sight of new growth. In the distance, swan swims, long necked, grateful beauty. Recollection, stresses, replays in my heart, feeling intensified inside. Feeling the crisp air, sensing fall is coming, the light of joy in the child's eyes, waiting for the nostril to be opened. The observant of nature, hear the sounds of chirping birds, caught through the lens of a camera, image paint a perfect picture. Reflection of a deep autumn color mirror, image on the water, the depth of early smells and pollen allergies brings a sneeze to your nose. A snowy white egret startles at sounds, a reminder to be still, the massage constantly transform, unique and be wilder. So this is also a great poem. And this poem is going to be in my new book. It's going to be published soon. So, waiting for fall to emerge brings excitement in the air on the brink of autumn. Strolling around a lake, notice beautiful colored leaves starting to develop. Feeling crisp air, sensing fall is coming. Reflection of deep autumn. Colors, mirror, image on the water. Welcome, Brian.
Thank you, Maria. How are you?
Wonderful. Well, it's Christmas coming around the corner.
Yes,
in
Christmas
few days.
Week.
Are you ready for Christmas?
Just about. There's always last minute stuff to do, but I'm fairly ready. So I put my tree up, which is late.
We just had a snowstorm before the weekend, and it looks like we're going to have some snow before Christmas.
Mm.
Snow. So, So we might, or it looks like we might have snow on the day after Friday. So we might have a poetic snowstorm for Christmas.
That'd be kind of nice. I'm in Florida, so Florida there's no snow locally, but it's still pretty Christmassy. You'd be surprised. There's a lot of nice lights every place you go. You know, Christmas lights.
You know,
that's kind of nice.
Also, it also snowed in Athens and Greece, and other parts of Greece had snow.
That's unusual, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, but they have snow too there, you know. And maybe other parts of the world might have snow too.
Sure.
So we're going to do some, you have some, you know, some meditation you like to do, or you like to read one of your poems first? Do you have any holiday poems you like to read first?
I can get it out, yes. But first we'll do some chanting.
Yes.
And we'll do Avalokiteshvara, in which we're repeating the name of the Angel of Mercy. That's kind of appropriate for Christmas, too.
Yes, sounds good.
All righty. Do this about 10 or 15 times, however it feels good. Avalokiteshvara, 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 Avalokiteshvara.
That's very good. Powerful.
Thank you. Do you have a poem?
Yes. I could read the Divine Message of Prayers. I think that'll go very well with the meditation. And my Lord, you are Holy One, Creator of our world. Thank you, my Father, for sending me to amazing parents, giving me the life growing with life's lessons, the heaven gifts within God's eternal love for me, to face the challenges within sickness, depriving me of my strength, be who I am. Leaves me weak, uplifting light shines upon me through energy. I will rise up, be determined, be observant, learn my wisdom. Conqueror of nonverbal cues, no one allows to take my power away. The spoken words of divine messages of prayers.
Beautiful.
And then I have God's gift of life's lessons. God sent me a gift within okay. Energetic energy. Energetic energy. My emotions pouring within my intuitive self, observant observation, absorbent energy, receiving messages of written dialogue. repeatedly reading in the corner of my mind, the world owns striving, deeper connection draws me in, the world of truth beyond my wisdom.
Mm. Very good.
What other energy do you have to do?
Well, we could do a little meditation. This one is called Zen Breathe. And it's about the, how simple breath can be a complete practice unto itself. We're going to sit quite peacefully, back straight and shoulders straight and neck still. All our channels are clear and free and open. And when we breathe in, we are born. And we breathe in the whole world without fear, without hesitation, in a state of total generosity, spaciousness, and equanimity. Then when the lungs are gently filled to the top, we abide there for a few moments. And that's our life, beautiful and brief, and we hold on to it dearly. Then, when we're ready and relaxed, we breathe out. And when we exhale, we expire and touch death. And we give away everything we took in the in-breath, the whole world, and in the exact same spirit of freedom, fearlessness, spaciousness, and generosity. Then when the lungs are gently emptied to the base, we abide there for a few moments. And that's where we get to touch the ground of emptiness itself, from which all things arise and to which all things return, where there is no self, no other, and all things interdepend, interbeing, and interpenetrate. And we come to understand the truth of non-duality, no self, no other.
Very good.
Then when we're relaxed and ready, process all over. Normally, we would do this for about 10 minutes in silence, but we don't want to do that on the radio. So this prayer ends, this practice ends with chanting the mantra Gate Gate, which is from the Heart Sutra, a very important sutra, teaching about the nature of life and the nature of being. When we sit in this practice, we hold our hands gently on our lap with the palms turned up together to form an offering cup. The offering cup is always empty. It's empty because we've given everything away, and it's empty because we're ready to receive and accept whatever life brings. And the mantra or prayer that we say with this is, Gate, Gate, Hara Gate, Hara Sam Gate, Bodhisattva, Gate, Gate, Hara Gate. Harasam Gate Bodhisattva Gate Gate Haragate Harasam Gate Bodhisattva Gate, Gate, Haragate, Harasam Gate, Bodhisattva, Gun, Gun, totally gone. To the other shore. to enlightenment.
Very good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So maybe for our listeners out there, for anybody, you know, meditation is works wonders for anyone out there who's in stress.
Yes, yes.
Or any, so when, let's say if they're in that hype and in that stress, what's some suggestions they can do when they, you know, they can't even process?
If they're going through something stressful, then just get space. Get space, get quiet, just breathe.
Breathe.
That's the first step. Gently breathing in, gently breathing out.
Yes.
And everything passes. Even if we're going through a terrible trial, that'll pass, you know. Just be patient, and anything will pass that you have to deal with.
I'm in a state of peace, Paul. State of peace, mind floating, bobbing, peaceful, relaxed, soaking in the radiance of pure consciousness. Just as we lay on a boat, gently bobbing in the waves, taking in the sun, absorbing the substance of life. In this reverse state, the screen is no longer crowded with discourses, thoughts no longer saturated with too much. The sound of breath replaces the sound of distraction, cutting our ties with thinking, bringing us back to the source. Out in the world, this calmness surrounds our beings, cutting our ties to the opinions, behaviors, and dramas of others. We might find peace. Therefore, by focusing within, appreciating what we took for granted, the most essential component of life, breath.
Very good.
Thank you. All right, so we have...
I want to do at least one Christmas poem. And Maria, for many years, every Christmas I've done this poem on your show for about the last 15 years or so. And it's called Santa's Burden. The weight of the whole world is carried on your back. 100 million wishes are carried in your sack. Such a burden to have placed on just one saint. Praised with so few venerations, bombarded with so many requests. But still through it all you've smiled. Maybe in you, the giver and the gift are one. It shines like the moon. It shines. Star that guide.
Very good.
Thank you.
Like that one more.
Do you have another poem?
Yes. I can read that my winter scene.
Yes.
This poem is going to go into my book. I have a couple of books going to be published soon. So I'm working on
wonderful.
That.
And it's especially appropriate for tonight with there's snow scenes all around you.
Yes. Poetic of white snow, snowing, falling upon the twig or branches, reflecting the light, casting shadows upon the stage of winter scene. And that's very interesting.
I like it. Is it a haiku or almost a haiku?
Yeah, it's a small poem, so probably I have
it's
that
kind
one.
Of a haiku.
This one is a haiku. It's called Nature.
Rafa, this is a 575 haiku. Wrapped by the beauty, enthralled with the scenery, be the observer. And that's my nature one.
And, that's very nice.
Thank you. And then my name in the book is going to be in the photographer eye. That's the name of my book that's going to come out.
Yeah, that'll be wonderful.
Thank you. And then I'll have cover to FA books. The gifted autistic photographer captured moments, freezing time, be observing water, crashing waves, boat, breeze the oven, season, the narrate the change, my insight through the lens, it's in theosium, sharing what I see through the eyes of a photographer.
Nice. Very good. And the photograph captures the moment, you know.
Yeah. And that's what that one did. And then, joy. All right. So this one is called Nature Glory Extrication. That's the woman's water drips down the surface of rocks, known as unique streams along scenic routes, sounds of waterfall, music to your ears, experiencing environment surroundings, water flowing in the crevices of the mountains, beauty of the flowers all around, sweet smell of perfume, energy of body relaxes, the spiritual comfort of soul, emotions of tranquility, uplifting, the thoughts travel into the distance. Walk in nature, glorious expectation.
Excellent. That was wonderful.
That one, that place. That was, you know, how many years ago that was when I wrote that, but it's, you know, really, you know, it's very, very short poem, you know. I have a lot of poems. I have, in that book, it's going to be like 15 poems in that book. So it's good.
That's good.
Yeah, it's going to be. I have one chapbook and two pocket-sized chapbooks going to be coming out. So I have two. So it'll probably be one chapbook, one pocket size and probably two chapbooks, something like that. This one called Invisible Room.
Yeah.
Unique rooms within our brains. More rooms or less, bigger or smaller, because we're all different and that's okay. In my own brain, there's room to withdraw, to be quiet, just sounds comforting. Plenty of places to store the deep thoughts, scary ones, unfinished ideas and talents. The room to work on myself and a work in progress. Some rooms have music, while others replace the past. There are some filled with light, and others darker than the moonless night. There's even a special place to store the tears we shed, to be used later to water our dreams so they don't die. A room of remembrance, storing the traumas and joys of a single life. So we learn, instead of blindly forgetting either. We're all on a voyage from here to there, birth to death, sadness to happiness, and the destination isn't as important as what we do along the way with those rooms.
That's beautiful.
And the rooms could be filled with anything. I guess.
They say that our tears have miraculous powers, you probably hear me.
What are tears, Brian?
That our tears have miraculous powers because it's when the soul is blended with the body. That's the only way we can produce tears.
Yes, and or we cry for the sadness or joy of happiness. Either way, to get rid of things that is no longer serving us.
That right.
We have to let go.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so this is like a spiritual poem. And then we could do more right teachings, right on weights. The hearts of soul, meditating energy, reading my mind work, abundance of memories, visualizing positive, breathing, breath, visualize life, shades of death, amazing power, right on waves, overwhelming experiences, bounce on waves of emotion, following the current until I reach the light. The power of the light takes over my body in a deep Zen state with eyes closed. I become very intuitive within my inner soul. I am extremely observant, waking with open eyes, sensitive to light, narrating, sharing the story of my experiences of a spiritual divine truth, visualizing a shadow of person standing grounded.
Wonderful.
Like that one?
Yeah, it's excellent.
Any other new, what other energies do we have to do?
Let's see, we could do another chant. And we're going to do one that blends the Buddhist mantra, Om Mani Padme Hum, with the Christian Alleluia for Christmas. And it's very celebrational. It's very joyful. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Alleluia. 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 Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Alleluia. 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 Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum.
Very good.
Well, thank you. Maria, do you celebrate Christmas on December 25th?
Yes.
Christmas is the same in Greek Orthodox and in Catholic, right?
Yes, that's how our family celebrated. Well,
I know Easter is a different. Easter is usually a different day in the Greek Orthodox.
Yes, every once every few years, every 4 years, ends up on the same day as American Easter.
Same day. Mm-hmm.
And that's different. And Little Christmas is on the 6th, and that's Easter.
Mm-hmm.
Also
yes.
Done.
And that's a very big holiday in other countries.
Yes, and pandemic. You know, I might. I'm thinking this year I'm going to do a little bit of celebration on the 6th.
Mm.
And do, you know, the best we have, you know, because trying to get things we need to get out there and, you know, what's
sure.
going on in the world. So whatever, you know, we'll get what you get. So Santa Claus will be coming, waiting for Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, yeah.
And then maybe another time. That'd be good, too.
Mm-hmm.
For Christmas, so I'll do both. Don't get some stuff for the 6th for her to open up to. You know? And I'll do that too. And, you know, we have to get what we get. You know, there's a lot of snow out there, so you can't go too far in the ice out there.
Right, right.
We had a lot of ice in the last snowstorm.
Mm.
And, you know, black ice, hitting ice, you have to own.
Oh, sure.
You have to be careful. Are you going to celebrate that day, too?
On Christmas, yes. I'm going to a friend's house, and we're going to have a lovely picnic outside.
Yeah, we'll have some food here. We're gonna,
mm-hmm.
And we're gonna have a nice quarantine Christmas.
Wonderful.
And you know, we'll be blissful, we're joyful. And I'm gonna just to remind you tomorrow, I don't know if you could see in Florida, but after the sunset, we're going
yes.
to have a powerful storm tomorrow, so maybe that's we could write some poems about it. Same.
Yeah. It's the equinox. The winter equinox.
Last time that happened, it was like, they said what I heard it was 800 years ago?
1,200 years ago.
1,200 years ago.
And it'll be another 1,200 years before it happens again. So it's very special. My theosophical group and I are actually doing a little service at that time outside on my patio to celebrate and mark the equinox. And we'll be saying some prayers and doing some meditation. So it should be a nice time.
For the equinox, what kind of prayers do we do for that?
Whatever prayers you're comfortable with, really. According to what I've been told, two stars are going to be in alignment tomorrow night only and combine to send a beam of light to the earth. So hopefully that's a very good omen.
Actually, it's what I heard is two planets is going to I believe it's two planets is going to connect
yes,
in light in the sky, and that's where
mm-hmm.
it's going to form the beautiful, powerful star.
Yes, exactly.
So
we're planning to celebrate that tomorrow night.
It's good. I'm hoping to see it. So I have a balcony. I'm
yes.
going to go on there to see it from there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely, I want to get my camera and take some, you know, pictures of that.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's going to happen a long time.
Mm. Oh, sure. It's one chance.
1,200 years. Wow.
Mm.
That's a long journey.
Mm. Sure is.
I can't even imagine how long that is, 1,200 years.
So we're going to be doing that at 6:30 tomorrow evening, Eastern time.
I wonder what time it's going to come out tomorrow, you know?
Around a little after sunset, yeah.
So it depends what
sunset here is around 6:30. sunset here is around 6:15.
All right. So you get dark a little bit later then.
A little bit later. Yes, about 6:30. It's dark. I know it gets dark a little bit earlier up on Long Island this time of year.
Let's see. All right, so my sunset for tomorrow will be 4:31 tomorrow.
Yes.
So then figure about 5:30. After 5, we should, it's about an hour. Is that correct? About an
hour?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So we're going to, we're having snow according to the weather. We're gonna have snow Friday. Thursday's gonna have rain.
And then snow on Christmas Friday.
We're gonna have rain on Christmas on Thursday, and we're gonna have on Christmas Day we're gonna have 50% chance of snow. So we might have a poetic Christmas.
Yes.
And then we're gonna have sun on Saturday and Sunday, and Monday Tuesday we're gonna have. And then Monday and Tuesday is going to have a chance of 50% chance of snow.
More snow. It's an early winter this year.
Yeah. It's been a long time since we had snow once.
Yeah.
So I'll read this one. It's called Emble Autism. The delicateness of white petals represents our story, the depth our emotion, the storyteller expressed the theme, the pocket in our innocence, the gift of white roses holding securely in a mother's hand, the hands within experiences, the touches the heart of souls, connected, developed growth of her autistic child, breathe. Emma of autism, be observant, the narrator of a loving heart.
That's beautiful.
Thank you. Yes, so, let's see what else I have. This is one of a mother and daughter poems that I wrote. It's called Stars Everywhere. So God is you. God makes me brand new. The gifts I receive from God, simple treasures. A swing that relaxes my nervous system, calms my body, floats my mind in serenity. Love made for you and me. Praying by rocking, living by loving. God is you, God is me. Makes us both brand new. Just pay attention. His words surrounded us all. I don't want to be alone. I believe in you. I believe in Jesus. I believe in us. God is me. God is us. And love for all.
That's beautiful.
Thank you. That's things that, what a thing to express that we develop into a poem.
That's beautiful, just isn't it? So Maria, I'll probably do one more chant.
Yes.
And we'll do one for Kuan Yin. Om Namo Kuan Shiyan, Namo Kuan Shiyan, Namo Namo Kuan Shiyan Busa Avalokita, Avalokita. Ita Shivarya Om Namo Kwan Shiyan Namo Kwan Shiyan Namo Namo Kwan Shiyan And the translation of that is, praise to the one who listens deeply, the Bodhisattva, the avatar, who steps down to help on hearing the cries of the world.
That is beautiful.
Maria, thank you, Maria, for having me on tonight. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas.
You too. Merry Christmas, Brian.
Merry Christmas to you, Athena. Have a wonderful time.
Yes, and we'll have a blissful, joyful, you know, and quiet of Christmas. And
yes, so, yes, for everyone.
Yes, and be safe. That's important
too,
out
Ron.
There.
Thank you.
All
Take
right.
care. We'll talk soon. Thank you for having me on.
You're welcome. Good night.
Bye for now.
Bye. Okay. So I'm going to read a poem called Gloomy Emotions of Blue. The color purple represents quietude, hiding the gifts within the magic box. Unveiling package brings joy, visual or a ball, brings smiles of excitement. Opening a big purple box within sight brought out a live puppet doll, spoken words, exciting phrase. I am strong, I am wise. The puppet engaging with communication, expressing itself of confidence. The book of storyteller, writing poetry, developed a poem, expressing the emotions of blue, releasing sadness, showing frustration with our bodies, brain with intense feelings of discomfort, the gloomy emotion of blue, feelings released, no longer serving us, floating on sea. That's a mother and daughter poem. And a mother and daughter poem, Beach. Walking on the beach with some smiles shines upon her face, notice enormous shells, piles upon piles, rise within the waves, lands on wet and dry sand near the water. Footprint of narrator, picking up shells, holding her hand, quickly falling, slipping through her fingers, sensory of a rough touch. She feels happier with a smoother texture, brings joy of exhalation, dropping sand dollars, enthusiastically dropping sand dollars, drills, starfish, ocean shells in a bucket, connecting our rows in quietude scenes, sitting on the beach chairs, sipping coffee, listening sounds of the water, the observant of observer, emotions of her own expressions, words of novel, writing a poem, connecting words, a perfect poetic phrase, extraordinary poetry. Okay, so let me read Maria's poem called One Mother, Many Memories. Wrapped inside loving memories, grieving overwhelming emotions, penetrate in the core of her soul, listen ear, imagine sounds of her child cries and laughter. The looming waterfall every day feels the sorrow of falling tears in a puddle of pain of a mother's loss. Reciting name, repetitive, sensing divine possibilities, while heaven's response, child soul entwines mother, unique deep connection creates a miracle from belief. Fading light captures a beautiful moment, a comfort image seems haunted but real, and she runs to embrace her lost child and then waits for the next encounter. Must remain strong until then.